suppose you had, now suppose you wanted to take that syrup from that container that you got it in.
And you would pour it in a jar.
How would you do that?
Pour it in a jar.
Okay, well, how would you do it? I mean, did you have anything that could pour it in there with?
The syrup. Uh-huh. If it's in a bottle or a jug, it wouldn't be hard to pour out. But if it's in a bottle or a jug, you wouldn't pour it out. You just let it stay in the jug or the bottle. But if it's in a can and you want it out, well, you see, you could cut the can and pour it out the can in a jar, uh-huh, and then screw the top on it.
But you didn't have nothing that helped you help you put it down into that jar without wasting any of it.
No, I didn't have nothing to help.
Oh.
Like a funnel or something.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have one.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay then. Now I know you said when you were down in the, near the spring.
Yeah, we called, down the hill. We live down in a bottom like, and we call it the bottom where we live like.
Uh-huh.
See, we always say, somebody said, where y'all live? We said, down in the bottom.
Because
it was down in the bottom.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you all have, use the horses to go to town or something?
Wagon, hitch them up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what my brother would hitch him up to the wagon, and we would ride half part with the town and get off, but we wouldn't see nobody see us riding on the wagon.
Why?
We didn't want to ride up to town on the wagon. We'd tell them to put us outside the road, and we'd walk on the town. We'd ride way up here, about to this flower mill up here,
uh-huh,
and we'd get off the wagon and walk on up town.
How did he make
those horses
go?
Hit them with a strap.
Oh,
a switch. He had a long switch and he'd switch them with the switch.
Uh-huh.
And they would go.
Nice.
But he had to get back for the night with the mules and wagon, because you know these white folks. You know how these white folks, he'll tell him when he leaves, I get my mules and wagons back to him before night.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So did you call that switch anything else outside this?
No, it's a switch.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have a switch. It used to have these long old straps. Switch the house with like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were long.
Uh-huh.
But most of the time you would get a switch.
Mm-hmm.
Tap him back there and he'd go.
Did you go in when you went to town?
Hmm.
Or when you go into town, like you said, you bought the stockings.
Yeah.
Did you have anything to put them in?
You put them in a little paper side.
It did.
They put them in a little paper side.
Uh-huh.
And that's all we would have, that one thing, coming back home with one little paper side.
Uh-huh.
With a pair of 25-cent stockings.
Oh my goodness.
One pair of stockings. That's all when we get home and sit down. And we didn't have nothing but that one pair of socks. We put them on a Sunday morning.
But suppose you go to town and you got a lot more to put in a bag, maybe for the people that you work for. Did you have anything that you carried out in?
No.
Bag, maybe for the people that you work for. Did you have anything that you carried out in?
No.
You had to carry this loose, you know, like the people ask you to go into town and pick up maybe some food or some kind of grain or something that maybe they didn't have or something they needed for the house.
Well, they'll
put it in a bag.
Just a regular bag.
Just a regular bag.
Nothing for y'all to carry
with, no.
No.
You have to carry it the best way you can.
Oh.